IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speakers in the studio, Sister Asma and Brother Sayyid Abdullah. Sister Asma, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam, thank you for having me once more.
You're welcome. And Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the studio.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me here.
You're welcome. Today, we're going to talk about or criticize the movie Dune. It's a 2021 or 21st American epic science fiction movie that we're going to deal with or touch on its critique. But before that, let's take a listen to a short trailer of the movie, and then we will be back.
My planet Arrakis is so beautiful when the sun is low. Rolling over the sands, you can see spice in the air. The outsiders ravage our lands in front of our eyes. Their cruelty to my people is all I've known. What's to become of our world?
Back to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. We are trying to criticize or start actually criticizing the movie Dune, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve, and starring, of course, a couple of good actors and actresses from Hollywood: Timothy Chalamet, Zendaya, Oscar Isaac, Rebecca Ferguson, Jason Momoa, and Stellan Skarsgård. Well, about its critical response, Sister Asma, you know, we see the Rotten Tomatoes 83%. Obviously, generally speaking, it's given this movie a positive review.
Yes, of course.
All right, with an average rating of 7.6 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have Metacritic, giving a score of 74 out of 100. And finally, we see CinemaScore that gave this movie an average grade of A-, of course, based on an A-plus to mm-hmm. F scale. So how did you think of this movie, given the fact that the budget, of course, is $165 million?
A massive.
Yes, but the box office was three times more. Roughly speaking, it's about $400 million. So how did you make up this movie?
Well, I think this movie could be considered on two dimensions. From one angle, I could say cinematically, it's something very great because it has got some very, very interesting and awesome sort of visual effects. But it has got some thematic ideas inside of it that needs some sort of debate.
Mm-hmm.
And about the scores you already mentioned, I would say that it has been appreciated by most of the audience.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Because, you know, most of the time what we see is just the surface and the depth doesn't matter. And recently people are so much interested in the kind of movies that are fictional and like they're taking you years ahead of the time you're living already. Mm-hmm. And that's maybe something very interesting for specifically
in
youth
light of the
or
fact
the audience.
That it's a kind of science fiction movie.
Yes, sci-fi movie, yes. So they are very much interested by people.
I see. Thank you very much. Sayyid Abdullah, you know that the whole story is about like revolving around Paul Atreides, which is the central character in mm-hmm. this movie. In fact, who arrives on Arrakis, which is basically an imaginary piece of land, right? Mm-hmm. After his father accepts the stewardship of the dangerous planet by the emperor, right? And however, chaos ensues after a betrayal as forces clash to control Melange, a precious resource. Obviously, we are going to talk about that resource and a spice and all the rest of it that goes with the territory of this movie. So how did you find this movie, especially given its length?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With the movie itself, like, because when I was a little kid, I actually read the novel itself. Mm-hmm. And since then, I was captivated by the actual story. And then when the movie was released in 84, the first June.
Yes.
Well, I was very young back then. I was like maybe 2 or 3 years old anyway. So as I grew older, after reading the book, I watched the movie. And I actually watched it a few times as well. Mm-hmm. And as I grew older, like I started to understand the writer's Let's say his ideology behind mm-hmm. writing such a novel itself. Mm-hmm. And it made, you know, huge waves back even when he wrote the book. And until today, it's trying to resurface again. So when this movie came out, I mean, in terms of, like what the sister says, in terms of visual effects, it had good visual effects. I mean, I can't deny that. But it's not the wowing aspect. It doesn't mm-hmm. have that wow aspect yes. in terms of science fiction. Mm-hmm. And even the directors themselves, they said, if you've noticed, they said we've never shown how these things fly. Like there are no engines, there are nothing, right? Mm-hmm. So they did not try to put as much work on the visual side of things, rather than they heavily invested in the story itself. Mm-hmm. So what seems to be more obvious,
it is not the form, it's its content.
Yeah. So what attracted me to the story, right. to the movie, not its cinematic
effects
or anything, but rather the story itself and how it unfolded.
Right, I see.
So it was captivating to me, considering the fact that it's actually a direct link to my faith.
And not to mention there are huge differences between the first movie and the second one, basically based on the original novel.
Huge, because what happened is, I think there were a lot of attempts to redo that first Dune movie,
right?
But it failed miserably.
I see.
They even made a miniseries.
Oh.
And also failed miserably.
I see.
So no one even dared to do a remake of Dune itself mm-hmm. until this one came out.
Yes.
And actually this one, the director managed to actually, you know, do the right job by it.
Yes, Denis Villeneuve.
Yeah. And another point
Who was the writer, by the way? Is he still alive?
No, the writer is Frank, I forgot his name.
Herbert.
Frank Herbert, yeah.
He wrote the novel in 1968, I think.
Yes.
So it's very old story. So I don't think he's alive.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Let's take a short break by listening to another part of this movie, Dune, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. And then we'll be back with the rest of the critique here on the program, Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
My planet Arrakis is so beautiful when the sun is low. Rolling over the sands, you can see spice in the air. At nightfall, the spice harvesters land. The outsiders race against time to avoid the heat of the day. They ravage our lands in front of our eyes. Their cruelty to my people is all I've known. These outsiders, the Harkonnens, came long before I was born. By controlling spice production, they became obscenely rich. Richer than the Emperor himself.
back to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program, and Brother Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speaker, and Sister Asma, my other guest speaker in the studio. We are talking about and focusing on the movie June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. Well, you know, Sister Asma, we see that in the early part of the movie, in fact, rather in the minute, around the minute one, rolling over the sands, you can see a spice. There is this narrator mm-hmm. talking, right? The spice in the air at nightfall, the spice, in fact, harvests land, the outsiders race against time to avoid the heat of the day. These are the... you know, basically the background information
words,
we get.
The introduction, yes.
Yes, the introduction. What does spice stand for in this movie?
Well,
what does it mean?
I guess before we go to that point, I would have to talk a bit about what happens in there. Because in case there's some audience who don't know what we're talking about or they haven't even read the book, mm-hmm. well, the gist of it is that it's the movie about different sort of creatures. They're living in different planets, way ahead of us, years yes. ahead of us.
Yes.
There are three important groups in these movies who are living in different planets.
Yes.
One is Caladan, the other one is Bene Gesserit, yeah. and also another one is Giddy Prime, if I'm not mistaken. And then they are ruled by an emperor. That emperor has made a plan for the... And also we have Atreides, who lived in the Caladan. The emperor has asked them to, as a mission, to go to Arrakis.
Yes, in a order desert land.
Yes, in order to rule there. But what happens is that why they are going there is the story of the spice that you already mentioned. In that place, in that Arrakis, we have a material, a substance that everyone is longing to go there and mine those spice sort of things in order to invest money or gather more of money. And as we can see, I'm just saying the literal things from the movie, but every single thing that we're mentioning has got a deeper meaning. So that spice that you mentioned, if I say literally, it's a substance that's going to give you a sort of immortality.
Yes.
Or that it is good for your for the health, something like that. It has been mentioned
yes.
in the very
and
beginning of the
movie.
And also
for the Imperium, it's good for the traveling.
Yes,
it's
for
fuel.
Traveling.
It's a fuel kind
yes.
of thing.
Yes,
kind
yes.
of.
And the doctor mentions that it's a psychoactive sort of substance that would give you a sort of... ecstasy, perhaps, in which it would lead to visions and dreams.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sister Asma. Sayyid Abdullah, you know, again, given this introduction that I gave, of course, it was mentioned at the beginning of this movie, you know, we see the desert land, we see the spice, we see something which is related to that kind of area and harsh weather, the violence of the sun heat, you know, the heat of the day. There's always a kind of mention or reference to a kind of, to me, global warming. Don't you agree with me? Like, they like to say that in the, for example, like on different planets or maybe in future, what man or other creatures are going to experience is a kind of like harsh weather or, yes, global warming, generally.
Looking at
and environmental consequences of
So this movie, you really need to dissect it, like very thoroughly, right? Because everything means something in real life.
Yes.
What you see in the movie itself is just words and you know things to reference to something else. For example, when you talk about spice, when you talk about the heat, when you talk about everything,
yes,
the wars, everything has a reference to something else.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the references is the fact that you're going to have a lot of thunderstorms, there's droughts, people will fight over water. And this is even in our narrations, Islamic narrations, is stated at the end of times, the war will be over water rather than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So differently, there are references to everything that would happen in the future. Because you got to take in mind the author himself, he was cross-referencing a lot of religions together to come up with this movie. So this is not just science fiction. This is actually based on texts. He even
facts
in the movie. He used quotes from verses from the Quran.
Nice,
as if we will see later on. Yes. So it's a foresight of the future based on religions and texts. Yes. So one of the issues that we will face, which is written pretty much in all religions, is the fact that we're going to have severe catastrophes in terms of nature.
Yes,
one of which is thunderstorms, which we start to experience now, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And drought is starting to happen.
Yes, so, exactly.
There's definitely a reference to that.
I see. Okay, thank you very much for your nice contribution, Brother Sayyid Abdullah and Sister Asma. Thank you very much, my dear audience, for listening to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. In this episode and the upcoming episode, we are going to focus on the critique of the movie June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. So thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.